This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me, and I hope you're enjoying this sermon. This was one of my better sermons that I've preached in a while, and this was just, spirit was just electrifying. Sunday before last when I was preaching this, thus saith the Lord. The Lord had a lot to say to a lot of people. And if you'd like a copy of this whole sermon, there's a variety of ways to do it. You could write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I will either email you the link or mail you the disc. You can go to WGOD Radio on Facebook. If you're a Facebook kind of person, download it or hear it from there. You can go to, also on Facebook, Island Community Church's page and watch it live. And God's been doing some great work. He's been building our church and doing a great work each and every week at Island Community Church. You're invited. You're invited to follow along tonight, too, as we're in the very important chapter of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we're looking at prophecy. And this is probably, in my opinion, is the key chapter in all the Bible relating to the rapture and Bible prophecy. So if you're around to watch us at home, you go to the Island Community Church Facebook page. That'll pop on live maybe a minute or two after 6 o'clock, 6 to 7. Love to see you. Or if you live in the area, I invite you out to Island tonight at 6. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I guarantee you a good time. We roll out the blackboard, take question and answers too. Love to see you. Here is part 3 now of this message. Thus says the Lord.
When you're going through a trial, if you cut bait and run, then all the work He's done is ruined. Abide under the mighty hand of God, and He will deliver you in due time. Whatever it is that you're going through, I encourage you, wait on the Lord. Trust in Him, Dwayne. Trust in God. He will see you through what you're going through. He's got your number. He's got your back. Scott, He will see you through. Count it all. That's why you can count it joy when it happens. Because God's going to transform you into a spiritual giant, and that's good news. But it takes hardship to get there. It doesn't come easy. It doesn't come easy. It's never easy. Like they say, don't ever trust a pastor that doesn't walk with a limp. Am I right? That's why Paul says, don't lay hands on anyone hastily either. And don't appoint someone new to be a pastor. Okay. Now, right on the map here, he's about as close to Jerusalem. Again, back to what he said. Trouble awaits him, right? I am ready not only to be bound, but to die at Jerusalem for the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you look on your map, he's as close to Jerusalem as you are to Cape Canaveral right now. Verse 14. Now, when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, will the Lord be done? All right, so to sum up, Why is there only one, thus saith the Lord, in the New Testament? And question two, what does that say about New Testament prophets? There's only one, thus saith the Lord, in the New Testament, because we have the completed word of God now and the direction of God, and our instructions from God are right here in the Bible. We've got them all. We also have something no one else had. We've got the Holy Spirit of the living God living on the inside of us that they didn't have, in the Old Testament at least. Paul said it would be this way when he wrote to the Corinthian church. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 13:8. He says, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it'll vanish away. That's not saying you're going to forget what 2 plus 2 is. That is some of these spiritual gifts that were around and existed before the New Testament was compiled, you won't see anymore at some point in the future. Then he says, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Again, let me quote Hebrews 1:1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he's appointed heir of all things. Word of God is plain and clear here, with no gray area. The Lord Jesus has replaced the Old Testament prophet, for God has given mankind final instructions written here. Let me say that again. God has given you final instructions written here. There's no more instructions to add to you. You cannot ever say, well, I didn't know, because it's right here. Or you'll never be held accountable for something that's not here. If someone says to you, you got to be able to learn to ride a tricycle backwards at 18 miles an hour on a Thursday in leap year, you're not going to be held accountable for that, because it's not in the book. You'll be held accountable for everything in the book. The book is God's final authority. There's nothing to add to it. If you add to it, you're cursed. If you take away from it, you're cursed. Even if you take away words from it, like this kind of demon has not come out except by prayer and fasting. That word fasting has been taken out of most Bibles. Where am I at? Look it up sometime. Mark 9:29, look it up. If you don't find the word fasting in there, I knew a guy in Colorado who was 100 years old. And he wrote a book, Things That I Hope That the Bible Says That Aren't True. And that was one of them. He had a big list of pages and pages of things. Things that God says that you better do that are hard to do. Final instructions. Like these. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Those are God's final instructions to you. Is that the man in the glory, Jesus Christ, is Lord. That's his final instructions. No one else can come in. No one else is going to be Lord some other day. There's not going to change his mind. Jesus Christ is Lord. That's his final instructions. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. These are Jesus' final instructions. Here's a few more. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. No other prophet can speak that. Only Jesus. He's God's final authority. How about this? I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Jesus Christ says that. He's God's final authority. There's nothing to add after him. That's why God says, who in various times and in various ways spoke to the people by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. And this, John 14, 9, he who has seen me has seen the Father. And this, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Isn't this a great truth? In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Back to my Easter sermon. God authenticated everything Jesus said when he raised them up from the dead. Jesus is your final authority. You don't need anybody else. There is no one greater than Jesus. He goes to prepare a place for you. And if he's going, if what he says is true, and it is because God raised him up from the dead, he's coming back again. Hebrews says he's coming a second time, apart from sin, to all of you that are looking for him. Wow, I've gone from my Easter sermon to my Christmas, all in the same breath. Oh. Well, I got a big black line here, meaning, depending on how much I wanted to yak, we could go home now and call it a day. Or we could go on for another 10 or 12 minutes. Amen. 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 Soul to the American. Let's see what happens next. We're in verse 15. Luke 21:15. Wow, Jesus had a lot to say in here today, hasn't he? Wow, I'm ready to go. Thank God you didn't miss this service today. Not me. I don't have anything to do with this. It's him. Thank God you didn't miss this service. Thank God you were here today. You didn't let some fool talk you out into worshiping God, where you get strength from and health and healing. Thank God you didn't listen to any fool. Now, after those days, we packed up and went to Jerusalem. Also, some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us and brought with them a certain Manaen of Cyprus, an early disciple. My MacBook Pro changed to discipline. Look, when I put disciple in here, leave it the way it is. I didn't ask you to change that to discipline.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church. president of Celebration Marketplace Ministries and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced